Welcome to EOL Travel. Our destination today is Paris, capital of France. And where better to start than with the Eiffel Tower, the city's most famous symbol. This wonderful city is not only a major administrative, financial, and cultural center, but it is also the world's number one tourist destination. Paris instantly calls to mind images of glamour, fashion, high style, and good living, even for people who have never been there. Parisian style is often bold and challenging. Where else in the world would you find such an extreme contrast as this? Here, right in front of the dignified 19th-century Louvre Art Museum, this ultramodern pyramid, designed by avant-garde architect I.M. Pei, was constructed in the 1980s. Not everyone likes it has to be said, even in Paris, where most movements in modern art originated. But of course, Paris is home to cultural traditions which date back many, many centuries in literature and music, as well as the visual arts. France became a united country with Paris as its capital back in the 10th century, before any other major European nation. And Paris itself goes back much further still. There has been a city here on the River Seine, France's longest river, since the 3rd century BC. But it is the 19th century which we're most aware of when we travel around Paris. It was between about 1850 and 1910 that a large proportion of the city we see today was constructed. There was a time when this heritage was somewhat neglected. This is no longer the case. Much of the city has been beautifully restored and renovated in recent years. After all, these magnificent buildings serve a modern purpose too. They house the offices of many major companies and of the French government itself. Here we are at the heart of the city, the Champs-Élysées, leading to the Arc de Triomphe. Originally built by Napoleon to celebrate his military successes, this impressive monument is now dedicated to France's war dead. This is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, commemorating the millions who died in the First World War. Of course, Paris has its modern office buildings too, but these have been constructed outside the city center, mostly in the futuristic city within a city called La Défense, 20 kilometers to the west of Paris. That's why the heart of old Paris remains much as it was 100 years ago, an everlasting inspiration for lovers of art, culture, and good living. Few, if any, of the world's great cities have been as intelligently and sensitively cared for as Paris. And so, with another view of the Eiffel Tower, we say goodbye to this magical place in a spirit of wonder and of gratitude.